Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Property Investing Know-How. Learn to be a successful property investor on your terms. I'm your host, Richard Pan. I attended a property investing workshop last Saturday. The reason I've been doing this type of event is basically expand my knowledge and also learn from the experts about what's been happening in the market right now, and also learn from a lot of real deals and seeing other fellow property investors did amazing things. So, and that will actually keep myself on track and keep myself motivated to achieve more. So I encourage all the listeners out there to do the same, because if you want to achieve extraordinary things, you need to have friends who are also extraordinary. Now, one thing I want to share with all of you is the things I've learned recently. So the topic is, what's your problem? So in any property investing scenario, so we're literally facing three challenges. The first one is the deal. How can you find a deal? And number two is about come up with the money, the deposit. And then the last one is the finance, meaning your borrowing capacity. So you may have, if you can solve all three, then you can make a successful purchase. So if your problem is find a deal, what can you do? So firstly, you need to understand what's your investing goals. And from that, you should select the specific strategies. Meaning, are you going to do renovations? For example, buy, rental, sell, or buy, rental, rent? Or you just want to buy positive cash flow properties? And so that the positive gear, so the positive cash flow can replace your current income gradually and help you to get out of the rat race. I mean, you've got different goals, you're going to have different strategies. So once you're clear about the strategies, you need to become an area expert or suburb expert. So I mentioned that before, but I really think it's worth mentioning again. So repetition is the mother of skill, like my greatest mentor, Tony Robbins, often said. So that's one thing. And if you struggle with the time, you may leverage the knowledge of a buyer agent, for example, happily paying them because they provide a service. Find someone who actually got great track record and really familiar with the areas you pick or you're interested in investing in. Or find a joint venture partner. That's why going to the property investing workshop or property investing type networking event is so important. You could meet people who actually can offer a different skill set than yourself, and you can work with them. Secondly, if your problem is about capital, means you don't have enough money saved up for your deposit or for your renovation, or et cetera, et cetera, can you find a money partner? Or can you find a joint venture partner? So the differences between these two, money partner is someone you offer them a fixed return. So 10% for 6 months, for example, or 12%, whatever the case may be, you negotiate with them. So that means you paying them a fixed return. Obviously, it's going to be a lot higher than what they can get from the bank, because they actually take a risk from and then they basically trust you about your ability to get the deal completed successfully. JV partner is basically you're sharing the profit. You don't pay them a fixed return. So if the project goes extremely well, you make more money, your JV partner got more, shared with more profit. But if for whatever reason it didn't work out according to plan, you made less money, they also share that, even if there's a loss. That's the difference between the money partner and a JV partner. And if you don't have enough money, maybe borrow against your equity if you have existing property. And another option is even sell to release some equity. All right, last one. It is the problem of finance. In case you haven't figured out, we are living in an environment, especially in the last almost 12 months now, the banks are really tightening their lending criteria. So now the process takes a lot longer than they used to be. And then they ask a lot more specific questions. For example, a lot of the discretionary cost for people, things like, you know, Foxtel, Netflix, gym membership, you know, they now take the position that you're gonna be paying these things forever. They don't consider them as discretionary and you can cancel them anytime. They basically assume you're gonna be spending money on these things until you have them canceled. That's basically one recent change. And then they're gonna be asking you more about your living expenses, etc., etc. And the process is taking a lot longer. And once again, if you struggle with borrowing or serviceabilities, one thing you can do is budget discipline. Reduce your living expenses if possible. And shop around for alternative finance, meaning ideally not just deal with the banks directly. So leverage the expertise of a great mortgage broker. They've got existing relationships with a lot of lending institutions, and that's their job to help you to solve your finance problems. Another option will be restructure, refinance existing debt, or sell to recycle borrowing capacities. And last one will be you can still seek some help from a JV partner. So that's pretty much about the three problems. Let me know your thoughts on that. Once again, my email address is richard@propertyinvestingknowhow.com. Let me know your thoughts. And or if you've got any questions, ask me straight away. I will get back to you as soon as possible. And I may share, I may create some sort of content from my next podcast. All right. Thank you very much for your listeners. Remember, before we meet again, invest intelligently. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.